The Polyphonic Spree is a 26-member rock group from Texas. Their major label debut is called Together We're Heavy. Music critic Tom Moon has a review.
You see the Polyphonic Spree with their French horns and flutes, keyboard players and multiple percussionists. They're wearing choir robes of different pastel colors and expressions of absolute bliss on their faces. You can't help but wonder, is this some kind of a cult? The band's leader, Tim DeLauder, says that all along, the Polyphonic Spree has been as much a happening as an extra-large canvas for his songwriting. People would show up, and if he saw a use for their particular vocal or instrumental expertise, they were welcome. He says that lately, at every one of the group's performances, a few people approach him desperate to join up, even if that means relocating. It's taken 4 years for the ad hoc ensemble to find its voice. Previous EPs were almost odd, banking on sheer symphonic massiveness to cover songwriting shortcomings. This time, DeLauder wrote ambitious anthems that crossed the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band with those chirpy 60s crusaders Up With People. Most of the songs on Together We're Heavy are bright, major key songs. They came about through unstructured improvisation. Nothing's written or scored. Each musician is encouraged to discover his own part. And what the collective has come up with is a curious patchwork. Sometimes the music is a crafty update of psychedelic rock, and sometimes the endless sunshine of the lyrics doesn't merit such musical majesty. And even if you're a non-believer, it's hard not to get swept up in the pure glee of this mass of voices being heavy together.
Our music critic is Tom Moon. He reviewed the major label debut from the Polyphonic Spree. It's called Together We're Heavy.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.